Well, let's talk about that story now, the Senzo Miyiwa matter. Today marks 6 years since Bafana Bafana captain Senzo Miyiwa was shot and killed. He was shot dead at the house of his girlfriend, Kelly Kumalo, in Ekurhuleni. And now it's being reported that 5 alleged hitmen have been arrested for the shooting and could be appearing in court this week. The Sunday Independent yesterday reporting that the warrants were obtained last week and the suspects are expected to face charges of murder, robbery and contravention of firearms laws. Police Minister Becky Cele and the Police Commissioner General Kehla Sithole are holding a briefing at 1 o'clock today. So that's in 22 minutes time to update the nation on the latest developments in this case. Have a quick listen to what Becky Cele said to my colleague Clement Manyatela a short while ago.
We're going to talk about what happened over the weekend, Minister, but I thought maybe let me get some reflections on the media statement that I'm seeing from your ministry that you will be addressing the media at 1 o'clock today. You'll give an update together with the National Commissioner. You'll give an update to the nation on the latest developments in the Senzo Miyiwa murder case. Can I just have you confirm that? And are you able to tell us, I understand you obviously won't give us the details. Are you able to tell us, though, if you've made a breakthrough in the case?
Well, don't come with your ambush here. Let's all wait for one.
but the briefing is at 1 o'clock, Minister.
Yes, that is confirmed.
All right, cool.
He's not giving anything away, Becky Cele. So what will he say? Sipho Masondo is a News 24 reporter who's been writing about this. Sipho, thanks for joining us today. What do you anticipate Becky Cele and Kehla Sithole will be telling us about the Senzo Miyiwa case?
One of two things, Mandy. Two things to your listeners, just by the way. What I can tell you is what I've heard from a source of mine that literally in the last 10 minutes is that warrants definitely were issued. So there is no doubt about it. Warrants were issued and they were issued on 5 men. Whether or not those warrants have been executed, I don't know. I cannot confirm. I suppose the Gipkele and the police commissioner will announce at 1 o'clock. But it is a foregone conclusion that warrants were issued against 5 men.
Sipho, can you just give us a quick summary of what's happened in the last couple of days around this case? You've written about the firearm being found, about these men that now seem to be responsible, the hitman or the person responsible that's been identified. What do we know so far?
Look, what we do know, at least according to information that we received, my story last week was based on the updates that was written by the police who were actually involved in the investigation. They were updating their posts. They were raising concerns themselves that it would appear as if there is no movement, but the investigation at the time had been completed and they had found the firearm that allegedly killed Senzo Miyiwa. Ballistic test had confirmed that the firearm had been found and the people had made statements to the police. So the investigators were kind of worried why the NPA was not making an announcement as to what is the way forward. And obviously we had to get comments from the NPA last week. And they said that they had received a docket from the cops and that an announcement was imminent. So I suppose that sort of really did shake the tree, because now, like literally a week later, the police minister is briefing the country about how far things are.
So, Sipho, one of the biggest problems we've got with this story in particular is that many people will not believe Becky Cele, regardless of what he says, because people have formed an idea around a narrative that we believe to be true. I've got a message here from someone saying, Mandy, as long as Becky Cele is not going to tell us about the arrest of Longwe Twala, I will not take him seriously. So the police minister faces a crisis of credibility here. How is he going to convince people that this is, in fact, the true story about what happened?
I suppose this is really a very interesting case, mainly in that the nation is really waiting. It's waiting, everyone is waiting eagerly to know, to hear what really happened. And I suppose the nation is rightfully aggrieved, especially the family. I mean, after the story I wrote last week, a lot of other journalists went and spoke to the family, and somebody from the family said that they know who killed Senzo Miyiwa, and that the police are just misleading people when they say that people have been arrested, people have made witness statements, and that the firearm has been found and stuff. But the family, I mean, has all the right to be so aggressive, because I mean, 6 years down the line, there's still just really no movement. But I suppose they must just give the police, you know, the benefit of the doubt, and they must just allow them space to do an investigation. Imagine being the police to investigate. I mean, I remember one of the things that came out when the police were actually updating their bosses on the investigation. They had said that there's just so much pressure to solve this case, you know. So I think they have to allow space to, you know, I mean, like the police have lost credibility and police are captured. And there's just so many things. But yeah, I suppose we must give them the benefit of doubt and allow them to do the whatever they're supposed to do. But it does look like there's movement in this case, and I think the police minister as well as the police commissioner will announce that a warrant has been issued against 5 men, and they'll probably appear in court sometime later this week.
Sipho Masondo, News 24 reporter, looking ahead to that briefing at 1 o'clock. So that's in 15 minutes time. We're going to be hearing from Becky Tsele and also from Kehla Sithole, the National Police Commissioner. What are they going to say about the Senzo Meyiwa case? Are they going to tell us that arrests have been made, they found the gun? And also, are we going to believe them? Because there is this narrative in the public's view that they know, we know what has happened. But the issue for me here is this was the Bafana Bafana captain, and he was shot dead, and 6 years later this entire case is shrouded in suspicion and mystery and intrigue, and it just looks like shoddy police work and interference, and it really does not build confidence in the public in the police's ability to solve such a high profile murder.